Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. My brother from another mother is Jason Cans. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Wednesday. It is September 18th, and I'm not going to ask if it's Constitution Day because we learned yesterday that was yesterday. But happy birthday to my niece, Maddie. She's 27 today. I mean, Jason, you just snap your fingers and life goes by.
Man, isn't that true?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking this morning, you know, kind of comparing being in my 20s to my 50s and thinking, man, time just flies by.
It really does. I think of a couple of examples. Was at this gathering on Friday, I told you, with the wood fire pizza. And the couple who hosted, and I was college roommates with the guy for 1 year, 85 to 86. And boom, here it is now. And not only he and his wife have been married, you know, so many years, but really since about, I think, 86. And but the thing is, like, not only their kids, it's like one of their granddaughters who was helping serve. I'm like, but it seems like just yesterday we were college roommates, you know?
Right. Yes, for sure. Yeah. I think of that, too, just watching my granddaughter yesterday and thinking, how did I get to the point where I'm old enough even to be married, much less have a granddaughter?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The another random thing I'm going to throw your direction is, did you get stumped by Wordle yesterday? Because it was a really hard word.
That was a terrible word yesterday. I actually messaged my friend Josh. Every day we share our words on Wordle or our scores on Wordle. And I said, I'm really angry because this, I mean, it's an abbreviation of a word. And I saw things on social media complaining about it, too.
So we can, it's, the day is over. Yeah. You only get that 24-hour period.
Yeah.
It was Beaut, B-E-A-U-T.
Right. And it was not a Beaut. I will say that.
How long was your streak that was snapped yesterday?
Oh, I got it.
Oh,
I got
did?
The word. Yeah,
okay.
but I was angry about the word because I stared at my screen forever and ever and ever just could not get to the word. So.
Well, good job figuring it out. You know, for various reasons, my streaks end. This, that, or the other thing. I don't know, but I think 37 is about as high as I've gotten. But it snapped yesterday. Okay. There's other things I'm tempted to get into, but not sure I should, so.
Sure. Yeah, that's fair. That seems like a daily.
It is a daily.
Right?
It is a daily. And this other thing of, like, different Facebook things, I think I lightly commented on it yesterday, but just a little more, like, you'll see things and you think you can, but I'm like, is it worth it? Now, it's interesting because there's times where, and we've talked about this, you know, it could be in your marriage or a friendship, and that is, right, this idea, like, if I get into that, there could be a conflict.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
Right.
And your marriage, it is. I mean, you may not want to, but Gary Smalley said conflict opens the door to deeper relationships. So,
yeah, there are those places where you absolutely have to get in. I mean, we've talked about that, you know, that years ago when I had said to Heather, it's not worth it. And she's like, we absolutely need to talk about it. And she was completely right, you know, and for me, that was a huge eye-opener in our relationship to be able to say that. But I think there are places where, honestly, it is not worth it to get into it. With, you know, and social media may be one of those places.
Yeah. No, you and I have talked about it, and it can be in friendships, too, where you decide. I mean, you and I, as well as we get along on the radio, 5 minutes, breakfast every Saturday, and love each other and appreciate you. I mean, we had a couple of different things, but I think our friendship is stronger because we did go through the car wash, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I would completely agree with that.
And there are times when friends will decide, and sometimes it is politically related, where they just go, you know what, it's not worth it. And then the friendship kind of gets sidelined. So.
Yep, 100% true to that. Yeah, I've experienced that as well.
Yeah. But, you know, it is with the Facebook stuff, it's like walking in your neighborhood and seeing maybe a couple is having a squabble and getting involved, except this is the social media version. And I just say to myself, just keep walking. And so,
because in that case, maybe your neighbors are in Boston and you don't even have any clue who they are. So.
It is. It is true. All right. Acts 8, 18, 19. There's a lot that's there in Letters to the Love. You read the verses yesterday.
Yeah.
It says, Simon the magician remained in awe of everything he witnessed the apostles doing. He became rich by performing magic tricks before the people, and he offered money to the apostles to share their trade secrets. You go on in Letters to the Beloved. Although he was enraptured by what he saw happening, he still believed that he could obtain the ability to perform miracles through human means. He rightly desired the ability to convey my Holy Spirit, but he failed to understand that it was not an illusion. he could master. Beloved, you can never obtain godly power through worldly means, not wisdom, wealth, or influence. My Holy Spirit is a gift that comes from a relationship with me. Final thought.
Sometimes I think we lose sight of that. You know, we want to, not only as individuals, but as churches, try to achieve the Spirit's means through a worldly power. And that's just not the way it works. And so I think we have to recognize that it's a gift from God and not something we do of ourselves.
We like to say around here that love is the first fruit and highest gift of the Spirit. Who came to brag about Jesus. Thank you, friend. Today is the Air Force birthday. My dad joined the Air Force. First Love Day. It is a Red Velvet Cake Day. School Backpack Awareness Day. Thanks so much to all of you who helped with our Backpack to School Challenge. Impacted so, so many kids. And I know that We Care Eau Claire, what was it, like 1,900? It was a crazy number. And then 1,200 or more in Chippewa Falls through Valley Vineyard. And I know Peggy doling out 300 in Liberia and her recent trip that she just got back from. So, yeah, it's Cheeseburger Day. It's also a day to hug a greeting card writer. It's International Equal Pay Day. It is Respect Day. Rice Krispie Treats get their own day, as do it is Usher Syndrome Awareness Day, Water Monitoring Day, and World Bamboo Day. Today's number is 310 million. That's the number of lightning strikes that hit Earth from May through October. Are you kidding me? Who would have guessed the number was that big? 310 million lightning strikes. My, the things you learn on the WIB Wake Up Show. Win It Wednesday, carrying over from Tuesday trivia. Three chances yesterday, and everybody was stumped, Caleb.
Yep, so let's give this another shot. 715-723-2555. You know the number to call, 715-723-2555. The question is as follows. If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? 8 pounds of these this year. 715-723-2555. It's not 8 pounds, but it's pretty big. A free medium concrete mixer with two mix-ins from Culver's is what we're giving away. And, of course, celebrating that brand new Culver's just opened up in Chippewa Falls. We've got folks calling right away, so let's just jump right into this.
All right. I think they know the question.
If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what?
Yeah.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Chippewa.
All right, Jan, what do you think?
I think sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut. Is it typical to eat over 8 pounds of sauerkraut per year? Could be, but not what we're looking for. Thank
Sorry,
you,
Jan.
715-723-2555, 723-2555. While we have a break here, some of the incorrect answers from yesterday. It's not eggs, apples, french fries, cheese, bananas, M&Ms, chocolate, bread, grapes, potatoes, ice cream, sugar, watermelons, candy, nuts, pasta, ground beef, hot dogs, licorice, corn on the cob, popcorn, peanuts, potato chips, butter, vegetables, or now sauerkraut. Those are all incorrect guesses, Albo.
All right, a lot of good guesses, but not it yet. If we don't get an answer this go-around, we're promising some kind of hint at 745.
715-723-2555. If you'd like to be our next guesser here in the WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday, if you're typical, if you're average, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dale from Rice Lake. I don't know. I didn't hear if jelly beans is on the list.
Jelly beans was not on
That's
the list.
That's a great guess.
Is it jelly beans? Dale from Rice Lake? It's not, but excellent guess. Excellent guess. I mean, that Reagan movie just came out, and Ronald Reagan was famous for loving jelly bellies, right?
Right. Do they go ahead and... Is that somewhere in the movie? I haven't heard.
I don't know. I actually haven't seen it yet. I need to. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Cliff from Spooner Stone Lake.
Hey, right, Cliff. Good to hear from you, friend.
Hey, since
yesterday
was Tuesday, how about tacos?
Was it tacos? Were we tying in with Taco Tuesday? Cliff?
That's probably more than 8 pounds of tacos.
Probably.
Great guess. Good to hear from the Spooner area. Thank you, Cliff. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Peter from Cumberland.
Hey, Peter.
All right, Peter, what do you think?
Fish.
Is it fish? 8+ pounds of fish eaten by the average person per year, Peter?
It's got to be more than that. But hey, thanks. I always love to hear from the Island City.
715-723-2555. We have time for three more guesses here. Again, if you're typical, if you're average, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? 8 pounds of these this year. If you're typical, if you're average, 715-723-2555. What are we talking about? Over 8 pounds of what? 715-723-2555. We've been hearing from all over, Halvo.
I found myself last night thinking, even, I already know the answer, but I was thinking, what are some other things people could
right?
guess?
Three more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air. Well, you were. All right. 715-723-2555. Call back. Maybe hit a dead zone or something like that. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Come on. Get out of that dead zone.
Back-to-back dead zones.
You there?
Aiden from Mondovi.
All right, Aiden.
There we go. Good to hear from the Buffalo country. What do you think?
Beans.
Is it beans? Some good legumes. Is it beans? Aiden?
Good try, though.
Not beans, but thanks for calling from Mondovi. Appreciate it. 715-723-2555. Otherwise, we're going to punt this about 20 minutes down the road and see if we can give you a clue.
We're one guess away from a clue, yeah.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Lisa from Mondovi.
Lisa from Mondovi. All right, Lisa, what do you think?
I'm thinking French fries.
Is it French fries?
That may have been guessed yesterday.
I think it was. You can have a bonus guess here, Lisa.
Anything else?
Is it French fries?
Anything else come to mind? That was guessed yesterday.
Tater tots.
Tater tots.
There we go. A little Napoleon Dynamite action.
I was just thinking the same thing. It's not tater tots. Thank you so much for the call. And now we have to come up with a clue, Halvo.
We will. And we'll have to put our heads together and come up with something. So, Win It Wednesday and the Wib Wake Up Show. Can we give away this concrete blizzard coupon from Culver's?
Yes, a free medium concrete mixer with two mix-ins courtesy of Culver's. And, of course, celebrating that brand new Culver's that just opened up in Chippewa Falls on Monday at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Folks calling already, but we want to give you a clue, as promised. So here's the question. If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of these this year. 8 pounds of what? If you're average, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? And the clue is, Halvo, as follows.
Yeah, it's really not kind of a... You probably don't sit down and just consume this. You can, but it's really probably more often consumed as more of a compliment.
Okay, there you go. So could be a standalone food, but more often complimenting something else. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dale from Rice Lake. I don't know if this is right, but I Googled it, and they said 8 pounds of sugar.
8 pounds of sugar. Is it sugar, Dale?
You know what? It's pretty sweet to say Google was wrong.
And here's the thing. Our goal, friends, is we don't want you to Google because it's just not as much fun. So we try to find things that are not easily Googleable. So 715-723-2555. You can try, though. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Brian from Oliva.
Hey, Brian.
Right, Brian, what do you think on this Win It Wednesday?
My favorite, pickles.
Is it pickles? What makes you say pickles, Brian?
Well, you said it's a compliment, so I thought I put away about 80 to 100 quart a year when I can them, and I love pickles.
Yeah.
Is it pickles, Brian from Oliva? Plus pounds of pickles eaten each year. Brian, congratulations. What do you most enjoy pickles as a compliment to?
Oh, I eat them for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and with my ice cream.
He eats a lot more than...
with the ice cream.
He eats a lot more than the 8 pounds. Are you going to get that as one of your two options mixes? From Culver's for your mixer?
If they have it.
There you go.
I probably, as my wife and family, I probably eat a quart jar a week.
Well, then you're skewing the average here with the 8 pounds plus. Well done, Brian from Oliva. Hang on the line. And yes, we'll get this free concrete mixer to you. 8 plus pounds of pickles. And yeah, I mean, you can enjoy them in a lot of different ways. Have a standalone, but a lot of different ways as well.
Absolutely. And so on salads, and they're fantastic. A great compliment.
There you go. 8 plus pounds of pickles. Well done, Brian from Oliva.
Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance was in Eau Claire yesterday speaking at a rally at the Eau Claire Event District and closed his talk this way.
One thing we have to do over the next 7 weeks is remind the American people that, yes, this is a beautiful country. We've got the best workers. We've got the best cultural and historical traditions. We have got every single bounty that God could possibly give a nation, including natural resources, that the Chinese and the Russians, they would love to have. The only thing that's broken about this country is the failed leadership of Kamala Harris. Let's send her back to San Francisco and give the country a president it deserves.
The Whip Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday. We had a winner this morning. Brian and Oliva knew that pickles, the average person consumes more than 8 pounds of pickles a year. So he's going to Culver's. And we've got some odd science facts for folks today, Caleb.
We do indeed. For instance, if a tiger loses all his hair, he'll still be striped. Tiger stripes are like fingerprints. Each individual cat's markings are unique, fascinating, and they're not just hair. The stripes are in the tiger's skin. Seems to be a thing with cats since your house cat's fur markings are also skin deep.
Yeah, you're doing some learning here on the Whip Wake Up Show. Did you know insects outnumber us? Yeah, there are more insects in just 1 square mile of fertile soil than there are human beings on the entire planet, and there's more than 8 billion of us.
And that's probably what leads into this next science fact here on the Whip Wake Up Show. The average person manages to consume about 430 insects every year of their lives, whether they intended to or not.
Wow.
Every year. Every year, 400 plus insects you eat, even if you don't mean to.
Wow. And you thought you just ate maybe one bug this summer.
Protein.
Yeah. The salt of the earth is more than just a saying. There's enough salt in the world's oceans to cover all the land on all the continents to a depth of nearly 500 feet. So no salt shortage in the near future.
Odd science facts, cool science facts here in the Whip Wake Up Show. A cloud-to-ground bolt of lightning carries between 100 million and 1 billion volts. It can reach 50,000 degrees Fahrenheit, 3 to 4 times hotter than the surface of the sun.
Huh.
So when my mom said, don't play outside when it's lightning, she actually had good reason behind it. How?
Yeah, you know, that's funny because that was our number of the day today. Earlier, we talked about lightning strikes. And did you know 310 million lightning strikes that hit the earth from May through October every year?
Wow.
So that's kind of crazy as well. Continuing on here, the bark of the giant redwood tree is fireproof. In fact, redwoods depend on fire to clear room for their growth and to enrich the forest soil for seeds to sprout.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Odd but cool science facts, things about creation we're learning here on the Whip Wake Up Show. How about this one? The kitchen appliance staple known as the microwave oven was invented after a researcher happened to walk by a high-powered radar tube one day and a chocolate bar in his pocket melted.
That is crazy.
I love that he had chocolate in his pocket.
I know it. And he's like, hey, this could work.
What happened?
How inventions come to be. And finally, while mom's chicken soup won't really cure your cold, it'll make you feel much better. There are anti-inflammatory properties in the broth that have been shown to reduce congestion and ease fevers.
Amazing.
The Whip Wake Up Show on a Wednesday morning, and good to have you with us here. And, you know, a lot of times you get into this time of the year, especially you hear about car-deer collisions. And there's other animals that certainly we can be asked to brake for. Cats, dogs, squirrels, skunks, possums. We had a raccoon in the news here this morning. Caleb, you know about other animals even beyond that, right?
Yeah,
that
we did run into a bear one time.
Wow.
That's with nasty. The car. That phrase that we say in the Midwest, watch for deer, is another way of saying I love you.
It is. It is. And so here's the deal. The headline of this is swerving can be worse than hitting the animal on the road.
Yes, fight the urge to swerve as you brake if you don't have time to check traffic first, because you actually could be putting yourself and any passengers in your vehicle in a lot more danger than actually hitting the animal. Even though you don't want to do that, sometimes swerving can be a far worse and more dangerous alternative.
Yeah, of course. Now, the size of the animal matters, but if it's shorter than your car's hood and you don't have time to check other lanes, you know, it says here, go through it.
Yeah, which, again, can seem kind of like,
I know.
But still, this is a safety thing. If the animal is taller than the hood, avoid it if you can, knowing it still may be better to hit the animal. Again, you may be safer than colliding with another car or with a tree or something like that.
Here is a comment from a spokesperson for the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, and they don't want you to hit these, but here's what they say. These crashes happen so fast, oftentimes drivers don't have the option of making a decision about what to do.
But the best thing, unfortunately, they continue, in most cases, is to hit the animal and try to avoid swerving or doing something that could cause you to lose control and hit somebody else or an object or go off the road. And again, you could flip, you could roll over, they say.
Yeah, so those are a couple of instances. Most human injuries from animal collisions occur not when animals are hit, but by the crash that follows.
Be safe, careful out there. And again, WWIB, we are family. And so we want to say it to all of our Whip family, watch for deer.
Uh-huh.